Hey, this is Hato on Triple M Hard and Heavy. Well, Iron Maiden are coming back to Australia March 2020. Tickets are on sale Thursday, November 14. I'm here with guitarist Dave Murray. Coming back to Australia, so clearly we're doing something right. You're only here 4 years ago.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, I mean, we've been coming there since actually the 80s. We you know, done a big tour over there. So we've been trying to get back there as much as possible. So we're really happy this time, especially to be able to bring down this particular production because, you know, this is probably the biggest thing we've ever toured with. And so to be able to come down to Australia and do a full tour there, yeah. I mean, it's been a few years, but, you know, better late than never. And I guarantee you that the show that's coming down there is pretty, you know, we're having a lot of fun with it, yeah.
I mean, one of the biggest productions that Maiden have ever done, is that right?
Yes, it is, actually. There's a lot of stuff going on. It's relentless, really. It starts off with a bang, and it just goes for trails. And it's, you know, the set list, the songs we're playing, are great songs to play live. On top of that, with all the, you know, there's like some real special effects going on. Mm-hmm. And so it's a kind of a cross because of the computer game has a lot of things going on that we kind of just transferred some of that into the stage production. It's kind of like 40 years of history in the songs, you know, from each different period of time. And next year we'll be heading down there and saying hi to you good folks.
Because you just said 40 years, that's four decades. When you see other bands like Priest and people like Ozzy and Metallica touring and having very strong albums, does it up the bar for a band as big as Maiden, or are you like, yeah, don't care, mate, we do our own thing?
If we do a new album, you know, normally we would tour with that and then we'll go out and do some things, you know, from the history of Iron Maiden. But this particular tour, so we took it through Europe and we were blown away just by what's going on stage, and then we're just doing North and South America. So it's just the first time we've gone out and done three tours, you know, with the same set. But I think with this, you know, we're just happy to be able to come down to Australia and bring it all over. And so basically, we're taking this whole set around the whole planet at the end of the day. But I think it's well worth the, you know, because we're having such a good time with it. It's like, well, yeah, and just because general demand, you know, the people, you know, and so I say, bear in mind, I think we're doing like five shows in Australia.
Yeah.
It's going to be, you know, hold on to your seatbelts.
When I think of the legacy of Dave Murray, I think about that thing that's in your hands. You are hanging in there with that Fender Strat, my friend. Is it habit that you go the Strat, or is there really something magical when you pick one up?
Like influences, you know, we're all Fender players, you know, like Hendrix and Robin Trower, and I just like the tone of it, and it works very well with the band as well, because you can use for, you know, really heavy sounds with it, and then we do a lot of, there's a lot of clean melodic kind of stuff that you can get out of the Strat at all. So basically it's an all round, it does everything, and the comfort of it, and it just feels natural, you know. And so, yeah, I've had like various Strats over years. I mean, I was bringing out a Les Paul a few times and playing that, but ultimately the Strat is the one I feel most comfortable with, just because of versatility of the guitar, and it's you know, it works perfectly. So you know, if I ain't broke, don't fix it.
Do you ever get other guitarists coming to you for advice, or do you ever give advice to somebody that you think could be doing something differently?
Maybe some, you know, youngsters that are, you know, or pop band's friend house or something, you know, they share them a few things, but that's about it really. I think it's a case where, you know, especially now on the internet, there's so many things on there where people can get access to, you know, to various types of guitar playing. It's more accessible than it was when we were growing up. You know, you had to be like a detective and go out and hunt down the albums, and then you'd see the odd video on TV and you'd go to concerts. So that was the main access to it all. But now, the touring is where it's full on. So when we're not touring, I tend to kind of, I still play, but I kind of just chill, kick back a bit from it all.
You were talking about nowadays with all the social media and things like that. If Iron Maiden were to sign the types of record contracts that new artists have to sign today, where the label effectively controls everything, would you and the other guys in the band even want to sign that?
It's completely changed now. With the, you know, it's harder to get a deal, you know, and then the bands do have to give up a lot more than they did when we first started, you know. But it's just the way the business is now, because, you know, if someone calls an album, you can, you know, get it, download it, and
yeah,
for free, basically, anyway. So now, for us, it's, you know, it's always been about touring, obviously, but then you need an album to back that up. So what we've done, say, on this particular tour, it's a combination of everything we've done from before. You know, there's no new songs in there, but they're all familiar songs, and they're all, like, the strongest Iron Maiden song. So, but yeah, it's changed a lot. But then there's still the opportunity now, because bands can, with all the recording equipment you can have on the computer, a band can actually record an album in their living room.
Yeah.
And, like, they're in a recording studio that costs, you know, $10,000 or whatever, you know, whatever it costs. I don't know. So there is. It's for a band to make an album, it's become a lot easier if they want to do it themselves. And they're all, a lot of these young kids are all computer savvy, you know. And, you know, I've heard a lot of demos from guys that are just recorded in their, you know, the bathroom, in their, you know, living room. And, and it sounds just as good as anything, you know, that's done in the studio. So there is that upside to it all.
Mm, definitely. The Legacy of the Beast Tour, there are 5 dates that you're playing in Australia: Perth, Adelaide, Brisbane, Sydney and Melbourne. Before we let you go, Dave, there are just 5 yes or no questions we wanted to answer. You wanted us to answer, at least the people that were writing in did. And it's just to put an end to any mystery surrounding these questions, which there are a bit. First of all, Adrian bought your first guitar for £5.
Yes. That's right. In fact, my mother bought it in Woolworths, and then I had it for a while. And then we used to live about 2 streets away from each other, so we used to see each other when we were like 12, 13 years old. And yeah, he ended up buying it for me. True.
Fantastic. Is it true that a self-confessed number one Iron Maiden fan is actually a Brazilian priest?
Oh, well, I'll tell you what, I wouldn't have a clue.
That's okay.
I don't know that. I don't know the answer to that one.
Is it true that the presence of a ladder seemed to fix malfunctioning equipment while making Power Slave?
Yes, that's true.
Oh.
Yeah, we had a ladder that was put up in the studio. They were changing some lights out or fixing some air conditioning thing, and the ladder was in there, and it was just stuck in the studio. And then when they finished, it was there for a few weeks, and they took it out, and then suddenly everything started going wrong. So we, after a couple of days, someone, a light bulb went on. Ah. Oh, I don't know what's missing. It's not the amps or the desk, it's the ladder. So we went and got went to the shed, got the ladder out, stuck it in the studio, and we carried on recording comfortably.
2 more very quick ones. We do have to let you go. According to reports, are you aware that you are the lowest earning member of Iron Maiden?
No, I don't really know that. But everything is fine. As long as you can buy yourself a couple of pints and, you know, food, I think that's good.
Look, I was going to ask you another one, but we are running out of time, and I know that you've got to get on stage. But thank you so much for having a chat. We cannot wait to see you down here for the Legacy of the Beast Tour next year in May.
Great talking to you, and we're really looking forward to coming down to Australia.
Triple M Hard and Heavy presents Iron Maiden Legacy of the Beast Tour May 2020. Tickets on sale Thursday, November 14 from Ticket Tech, or you can win your way right now at triplemhardandheavy.com.au.